Hello?
Hello. Yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And the reason we call him, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. Are you or anyone in the household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, ma'am, I've been thinking ahead. Which of the following best describe how you will vote on the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or not registered? Okay.
I'm going to vote.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 45 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification. Okay, and generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they got off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Oh, I think they're on the right direction.
Right direction, okay? All right, ma'am, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals, you know, that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about the proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it, okay? This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, 65 cents for $1 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement on non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I think I'd vote yes. Is it for a yes for, like, having trails and that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably be voting yes in favor?
Of this trail?
Yes.
Yes, we will be definitely voting.
Definitely. Okay. All right. Since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, okay, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. Okay. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for, you know, public use. It would be paid for the slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against?
Yes.
And would that be definitely vote yes, right, in favor, or
definitely
probably?
Definitely vote yes.
Okay. Okay, now if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Yes, in favor. Okay. All right, ma'am. As I mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year, about 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And it would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Okay. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The second one says, I prefer this proposed raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Okay, and the other one says, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last one say, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money were raised and to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one would be closest to your opinion? One, the second one, the first one, second one, third or fourth?
I can't remember. I think it was.
Okay, the first one is $105, $105 per year. The other one is $70. Then the other one's $90, and then the other one's opposing, okay, this proposal.
I think I'll do the 70. What was that? How did that read?
Yeah, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, okay, about $3.3 million per year, which is cost the average homeowner about $70 per year.
Oh, yeah. I think that one would, that one would give the trails, right?
Okay. Yes, and the new trust too. Okay, for the following list, which should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? Okay, would that be dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, making housing more affordable, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting water quality and water supply, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving public education and local schools, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, or improving local roads and infrastructure?
Well, they are working on our roads right now, and it's a complete mess.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a good day to ask me on that. But I can't remember what the other ones are. But just to keep improving roads, whatever that one was.
Improving improving public education or?
Oh, improving
public
education.
Or reducing traffic and congestion.
Okay, that I think they're working on it here, reducing traffic and congestion, because right now the whole I can't even drive. It's so crazy. So.
Oh, okay. So that one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Okay. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion, never heard of each, you please indicate as well. Your city or township government. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay, Traverse Area Recreational and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Favorable.
Okay, Grand Traverse County Government.
Favorable.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Well, they're in the middle of this big, massive development thing right now, so I guess they're doing it right.
So about right, okay?
Yep.
Okay, and if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board on, you know, commission of commissioners to spend this taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Would that be definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Definitely trust.
Okay. All right, ma'am, there are a number of ways, you know, that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. Okay, the first one says to promote local economic development. I strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Approve.
Okay, increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Oh, strongly.
Okay, to increase non-motorized transportation options.
I don't know what that would be.
You know, right there on those trails, you know, not to have no cars in there.
Yeah, no vehicles, only walking.
You know, vehicles in there, yes. To protect, you know, the people.
Yes, that's what
Okay, strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, to maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly approve.
To protect open, you know, space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
What was that first part of that question?
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Yes.
Okay. To promote recreational opportunities.
Yes.
I strongly approve or just some women?
But strongly approve.
Okay. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
Okay, to promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, for now, you know, if forced to choose, okay, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I don't know. Both of them I want. So, I don't know, maybe. What was the first one?
The first one is ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
Okay, I'm going to pick that one.
That one, okay. All right, ma'am, you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails, okay, and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal or make no difference to you. You can indicate that as well, okay. The first one says there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference in your support?
It would make no difference in my support for it.
Okay. All right. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Would that make you much more likely to vote for it, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Okay. All right, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides, you know, the county commission in their decision making and ensuring that funds are administered for their intended purposes.
I think it's a yes.
Much more likely to support it, or somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference in your opinion?
I guess more likely.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Just one. I'm not sure what somewhat. Exactly.
Okay, there will be an annual review of how the funds, you know, are spent, which will be reported to the public.
What am I saying? That it's likely that
you support that, you know, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less,
yes,
or no difference in your opinion?
The first one.
Okay, much more likely. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, now you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails, you know, and plan that, you know, and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each of the arguments is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference.
Very convincing.
Okay, Grant, Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to the trail are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add and dedicate public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or makes no difference.
I think it makes no difference.
Okay. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and, have a healthier lifestyle. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay, this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Yes. What do I say? Very convincing?
Very convincing. Yes, or somewhat convincing, or not convincing.
Very.
Okay, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year. Okay, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference.
Very convincing.
Okay, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Very convincing. Okay, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very convincing.
Okay, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and Tar Trail are two of the most popular utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the country, in the county. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference.
Very convincing. It's one of the best.
Okay. All right, Matt, this proposal ensures that the Grand, entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing. Yeah, I don't
know. Okay. Okay, ma'am. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay. To pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan to construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference.
Very convincing.
All right, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, and not at all convincing, or no difference.
Does that mean when I said yes that they're going to take
care that you? But yes, that it convinces you, that they're going to do that. That it's going to help to that.
Okay.
That you are agreeing. That's why you're saying. If you say it's convincing, that means you are agreeing with what they're saying. Okay. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with the survey, but I can barely hear you. Do you have your phone away from your ear?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Okay, because this survey, you know, is being recorded at the same time. That way, you know, responses are you know, right.
Okay.
So that's why I was making sure that they can hear your voice, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, you know, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Okay, if the election were today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, I would be in favor of it.
Okay, and would that be a definitely yes or probably no?
Definitely yes.
Okay, or probably yes. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, ma'am, and now I will be giving you statements against this proposal, okay, to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing as a person, you know, to vote no against this proposal. If each make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay. The first one said this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestions and too much growth. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just, you know, end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or makes no difference.
I didn't understand the question. Maybe you can repeat it for me. I didn't understand if it's.
Yes, well, these are for the people that are against this project, okay? This proposal.
Oh, okay. So
this is what the people are saying, okay? The ones are against. So, I mean, it's up to you to say, you know, that your opinion is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. That's the way you feel, you know? The first one said, the proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. Would you say, do you believe that or don't believe it?
I believe it, but I'm hoping they're going to do something about it.
Okay, so I have very convincing or just somewhat convincing or not too convincing and not at all convincing, or it makes no difference to you?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay, the second one said this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them, you know, to spend this money the right way. It will just be, you know, end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Do you think that's convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or makes no difference?
Oh, God. Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. All right. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners, you know, pay higher taxes. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and the skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying any more in taxes. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. Okay, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County. But at least $43 million, very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first, you know, focus on more pressing problems. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference to you?
It's very convincing. That's the one I want.
Very convincing. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And one final time, okay, into taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Okay. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, ma'am. Now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting on this proposal, what would it be?
You know what? My dog just barked, and I didn't hear that whole question. Sorry.
Okay.
Can you repeat it?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now I will give you a statement to complete in your own words. It says, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be?
I have no hesitation.
Okay. No hesitation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hesitation. Okay, you have no hesitation.
Yeah, and what was the first? What was the thing? What was the first thing you said about it?
No, that's what I told you. I will be giving you a statement to complete in your own words. And it says, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it will be, you know, and then you said, just like filling in a blank and say, I have no hesitation.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I got mixed up for a minute.
No hesitation. Okay, you had no hesitation. And that'll be it, right?
Yeah.
Nothing that you can think of that will hesitate you?
No.
About voting for this proposal, you know, about, you know, that, what I just read to you.
Oh, that I have no hesitation about what they're planning to do? Is that what the question is?
Yes.
I don't know enough to comment on it. I don't know enough to decide.
Yeah, that's... Okay, that's fine, man. That's good enough. You know, you don't have no hesitation what they're planning to do, okay?
Yeah.
And that'll work. Okay?
Great.
All right, ma'am, and before we finish, okay, we're almost done. You will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. Okay, on this ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of previously improved 1 mil for local street, road, highways, and bridges repair, an improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair, an improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved, you know, and levied in full, that renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Would that be a definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Definitely yes.
Definitely. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a few short demographic questions before we finish for the confidential purpose. Just just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, okay? For whom did you vote on the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Biden.
Biden, okay. All right, and in which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right, ma'am, if you were labor yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in political, in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. All right, and what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College, 4-year college.
Okay, with a bachelor's degree, right? Okay. And do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Own, okay. All right, and do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
No children. All right, ma'am, and what is your main racial background? Would that be African-American or black, white or Caucasian, Asian, Asian-American, or Hispanic?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, and I really thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.